Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Dukes and Bell. 2021-22 season is around the corner, guys, for our Atlanta Hawks. Make sure you check out the ticket membership options, Stack Packs, P-A-C-K-S. That's Hawks.com/StackPacks, and you can check that out, guys. And they've got 10 fan-favorite theme games that you can customize your ticket packages. Go check that out. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My man Ross Tucker is here with us on the WadeFord.com hotline, and he's brought to you again, Insider Calls, by presented by BetQL. And get access to the data and insight the sportsbooks do not want you to see. Be smarter and bet the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL today at BetQL.com. Ross Tucker, we got a game on Sunday, and we want to start there because Mike and I were talking about the fact that you do, I think it's pre and post for the Eagles, and you're around that organization. You know what's going on. We've made fun of Nick Sirianni. I've asked you this before on the show, but apparently guys are buying in, and I'm curious to know what you are expecting on Sunday with this Eagles team.
Yeah, well, first of all, great to talk with you guys, and great to be back with you guys this season. Fired up. Yeah. Love talking with you guys in Atlanta. And, yeah, I do the Eagles preseason games on TV, and then I do pregame for WIP, the Odyssey station there in Philly. And listen, I'm from there, guys. I mean, I didn't play for them. I played for, I think, every team other than the Eagles. But all my high school buddies, you know, I live outside of Philly now. So they're all texting me with Sirianni's first press conference, and they were not exactly enamored. All I can tell you is that in my dealings with him, I was really impressed. You know, I do the production meetings, right? So it's just me and him and the play-by-play guy chatting. And he's got that same energy, that same passion. You know, he's like my age, and he reminds me of myself a lot just in terms of how much he loves football. And, you know, it's funny. I agree with some people that were not impressed. You know, I understand why people felt the way they did about the first press conference, but, you know, who cares? In other words, it's so funny because that is like the number one thing for public perception.
Right.
However, it's just so low on the list of things that actually matter for a head coach, right? And even forget Sirianni for a second. Even in the meetings with all the players, they all kept bringing up things he was doing, things he was saying that they were impressed by. I mean, they grade out every player on every play in practice, and the first thing they do in the morning is they, like, post every guy's grades. So everybody knows exactly where they stand every day, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Interesting, man. Different way to do things, man. Ross Tucker's with us. I mean, I get what you're saying, Ross. You only get one chance to make a first impression, but at the end of the day, you know, the W's are what matters most. Let's start with the quarterback. Is this where Jalen Hurts takes total command of this thing and there's no ever questions about bringing another quarterback in? How do you see the season playing out for this man?
Yeah. If you guys got me, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm doing a college game Saturday. All right, we're good now. So anyway, I think it's funny. I think the Eagles win 8 or 9 games, Mike. So what's funny about that is they got all these draft picks for next year. You know, Deshaun Watson will probably still be available. Who knows about Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if 8 or 9 wins is enough for him to be the guy. You know, it's like I almost feel like they want to get clarity. 10 wins or more, plays really well. All right, he's the guy. 6 wins or less, okay, we got to get somebody else. I tend to think they're going to win 8 or 9, which kind of puts them almost in no man's land. Might make it for a tough decision for the Eagles.
It's Ross Tucker, guys. Tonight, the season starts for the Bucs as they defend their championship. And Tom Brady said, it's a new season. What we did last year, nobody cares. I agree with him. But everybody's picking them. A lot of people are picking them to do it again. Are you one of those people, Ross, as they start the season tonight against the Cowboys?
Yeah, I think they got a great chance to do it again. I really do. I think they will get back to the Super Bowl. I just don't see that many contenders, guys, in the NFC. I mean, how many teams can you really see going to the Super Bowl from the NFC? Tampa? Certainly Green Bay deserves a mention. I'm kind of squinting.
Who are you squinting on?
It's either going to be Seattle, the Rams, or the 49ers, right?
I'm with you. I think, but I think those 5 teams, seriously, right? I mean, I think those are all viable teams to maybe get to the Super Bowl to start this season. Now, somebody's going to ascend.
Right.
Who that is, we don't know yet. But if you were asking me just based on the personnel, Mike, right now, I'm with you. I think those 3 teams and the 2 that Ross just mentioned. We're talking with Ross Tucker, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I guess he's headed to his college game, so some sketchiness there with the signal. But brought to you by our friends at BetQL. Again, BetQL is here to help make all bets better through real proven analytics, guys. Bet smarter, bet the books. Download the BetQL app today and visit BetQL.com. So we'll get Ross back on because I want to hear where he's going with that. And then we got some other things to talk to him about as well. Big football day here on the show. We're going to talk to George Campbell coming up with Atlanta United in about less than 15 minutes from now and get his thoughts. Atlanta United back in action tomorrow against Orlando. And then at 3 o'clock, guys, Calvin Ridley stops by from our Atlanta Falcons. So lots in store, plenty more guests as we ride through the day. And as Mike said, some things coming out about Freddie Freeman's potential contract. All right, Ross Tucker, you back?
I am, yes. And I'm doing Western Kentucky at Army.
So apparently, Carl, the cell service is crap out there.
Western Kentucky. All right. Yeah, well, listen, actually, I think that'll be a fun game. All right. You were talking about the teams that you thought coming out of the NFC. You mentioned 2. Who are the other 2 or 3 or teams that you think can get to the Super Bowl?
It's really primarily just the Bucs and the Packers. I mean, if I really squint hard, maybe I would say the Rams, but really envision the Niners or the Seahawks or any of the other teams will do it.
And that's the thing. I know that you know, they made some moves. Somebody, you know, says, look, it's put up or shut up time as far as Matthew Stafford and his legacy. I mean, what is Matthew Stafford's legacy?
Ooh.
It's a great point, Mike. It really is. There's a lot of pressure on him. I mean, because it's funny how he gets traded and all of a sudden it felt like he went from being a good quarterback so now everybody's acting like he's one of the best quarterbacks ever. I think it's gotten a little far,
right.
And I'm going to be really curious to see whether or not he can live up to it.
Ross Tucker, our guest, guys. We're talking NFL. We'll do it each and every week on Thursdays with Ross here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we start to break down games. And who's your surprise team? Listen, season starts tonight. We said this while we were getting you reconnected. Somebody always ascends. We don't know who that is. But there's always a team that ends up being a lot better than expected. Now, you mentioned the Rams and the quarterback there, but what team, as you look around the league and you go, okay, you know what? Is it the Dolphins? I mean, who's going to go a little bit further than what you expected and surprise us?
Well, I got a couple for you. Look, the Chargers are that popular team every year, right?
I mean,
everybody always says the Chargers, but I really do think they've got a pretty darn good shot. I was really impressed by their D coordinator, or their head coach now, Brandon Staley, what he did as a D coordinator last year with the Rams. And I love Anthony Lynn as a human being. He's an awesome guy. But he cost them a bunch of games last year.
Yep.
Their O-line should be better. Herbert, year 2. I'd like to think the Chargers are finally ready to win double-digit games and make the playoffs. So they're certainly a team for me. I don't know if team, but I seem to be higher on both the Steelers and the Eagles than everybody. I mean, the season win total for the Steelers is 8.5. They won 8 games with a guy named Duck at quarterback.
Right.
They're not going to win 10 games with Roethlisberger?
Right. Right, and you got some rookies that are going to step up. Obviously, you know, Najee Harris seems like a perfect fit to get them back on track. But are you saying the Ravens are going to struggle? Because they're great defense, but what's Lamar going to do? They don't have the skill position, guys. They're calling Le'Veon Bell to help run the football now. Are the Ravens going to be in trouble?
Guys, have you ever thought of a worse schematic fit for the Ravens than Le'Veon Bell? I mean, I have no idea what they're doing signing that guy for so many. Maybe he'll run differently now that he's a Raven. I don't know. Their defense is going to be awesome. But in terms of being able to actually go to the Super Bowl and winning it, I just don't think the Ravens' passing game is good enough. And unfortunately, they haven't had any time to really work on it. I mean, Lamar missed the first 10 days. And then Hollywood Brown's been out. Watkins has been out. Their first-round pick, Rashad Bateman's out. If they had all camped together and really were able to work on it, I'd feel a lot better about the Ravens than I do right now.
Good point.
Ross, we got to run, man. Good luck in calling the college game. And then we look forward to talking with you each and every week. And we'll talk probably about this game on Sunday. We'll see what happens with the Falcons and Eagles. Thanks again, Ross.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.